co-host CC Love. Here you will find many fun What the Bleep moments that may sound unreal, but make no mistake, they are all true experiences. Throughout this show, you will be asked profound, thought-provoking questions that will empower you to take a personal inventory of your current situation and boldly make the changes necessary to be able to tap into your subconscious mind, whereby enlightenment is found, transcendence into higher realms is reached, and manifestation of all things is possible. Finally, you'll be given powerful how-to techniques to add to your own existing toolbox of spiritual practices for miraculous life-changing results. And Mother Mary Sound Healing will be the show, and what the bleep moments, as well as an oracle card reading for the collective, will be pulled at the end of the show. Okay. Be safe.
Yes, Kat. That was a beautiful introduction. Do you want to tell everybody a little bit about you?
Sure. So I'm pretty much a jack of all trades in a nutshell. I do have, however, I am also a natural-born intuitive empath, clairvoyant, seeing Mother Mary and angels from a very young age. I'm a vessel for divine healing. I'm doing energy medicine and use powerful visualizations and meditations as a modality to achieve positive outcomes. I'm a spiritual, shamanic, holistic health and wellness, and mental health coach and mental health ambassador. So, do you see?
Beautiful, Kat. It's such an honor to be here with you.
Oh, you
Hi,
too.
Everyone. Thank you. Hi, everyone. This is DC. A little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer. I'm an empath. I'm also an animal communicator, as well as being a psychic medium. I'm an ordained minister, a dream interpreter. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, and the angels. And every now and then, my furry guide, Ginger, and once in a while, my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She comes in every now and then, and I really embrace her now. It took me quite a while, but she's left a door open in which others in her current space, you know, continue to walk through those doors, and it brings me access to the most ironic and yet fascinating mixture of divine source. So it also provides me with the ability to relate and work with people that are from all walks of life. And prior to all these amazing, you know, experiences that I've had, I did have a work background that had been in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and I prefer to use divine love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but most importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force I now belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. So with that being said, I think it's time now to connect with the Mother Mary Sound Healing.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready, Kat?
I'm ready.
Oh. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Kat, come back when you're ready.
Wow, that was powerful.
Beautiful. Well, I have to say, I left again as soon as the music started, and I saw you and Mother Mary. And we joined hands with Mother Mary, and I saw like an orb on each side of Mother Mary, and that was us. And then all of a sudden, we joined together, and we were one magnificent orb.
Wow.
I saw
us holding her hand, so you saw it in a different form.
Uh-huh.
But we saw this thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was absolutely amazing.
Healing is just, just resonates. It's like waves of harmony just going out into the universe and coming back. And, it's like a song, really. When it comes down to it, just back and forth.
Yeah.
And just reading, back into the beginning of time and, over our world. And it was just, and I saw her, I saw Jesus over, just put a big cross, over top world and, all. And it was just beautiful.
It really was. I mean, I saw Jesus as well. He was with us in the beginning. And I just feel like our energies all just, came together. Truly, truly beautiful. Okay, so I'm trying to get myself back from that. Okay, so are we ready? I want to talk a little bit about Mother Mary's Sacred Red Rose, okay?
Perfect, yep.
Okay. All right, so Kat and I connected with her beautiful friend who at the time was in hospice care. And as we each slept in different states, you weren't sharing the same state, but we were at our own homes in our different beds, we all came together and we astral traveled at 3 a.m. in heaven. And we connected with Mother Mary. She walked with us on this amazing beach where we saw these beautiful white waves and warm white sand. And then Mother Mary walked into the water, and she began to go a little further, and she had the most amazing, beautiful blue dress on. But we noticed as we were looking at her, she was not getting wet at all. So we stood there in amazement, and then I began to channel this beautiful, sacred red rose healing as the three of us walked along the beach. I then realized that this was the eternal beach of heaven. And, of course, it was the perfect atmosphere to release what no longer serves us. And my channeling was amazingly synchronistic with Kat's beautiful channeled message to her friend, where she mentioned sacred gardens with beautiful flowers that nourish our hearts, our mind, and our souls. And at that point, Mother Mary gave each of us a beautiful sacred rose, which she, in fact, placed within our hearts. And as you listen, to the channeling, you too will have an opportunity to have a sacred red rose placed within your heart by Mother Mary. All you have to do is say yes. But I do want to explain that, healing does not have to take a lot of time. And this channeling is really a significant healing tool, as well as being very powerful. It does address all issues. It could be read for a family member to help them with their healing process, or even gifted to a friend. So here is the channeling. Mother Mary has heard your prayers, and she knows the suffering you have endured. She asks that you trust her divine healing abilities. We are going to release and let go of all that no longer serves us, including cellular memory, emotional wounds inflicted on you as a child, limitations, ancestral roots that need healing, and even pain that has traveled through family lines. So please, just sit or lie comfortably, close your eyes, Slowly begin to breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth. One more time, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Now envision a beautiful sacred rose filled with unconditional love being placed within your heart by Mother Mary. As you continue to breathe, imagine your breath going directly into your heart. And as you are breathing, the sacred red rose begins to bloom. As it does, it brings with it heavenly blessings. And these blessings are filled with divine healing, trust, courage. This courage will help you with whatever circumstances you are facing. You now take a moment and you place your intentions into this beautiful sacred red rose. As you do, you feel a beautiful warmth upon your body as divine love and light fill every fiber of your being. This beautiful energy connects with every cell in your body, and it brings healing where it is needed. You now feel Mother Mary holding you in her heavenly embrace as she continues to fill your entire body with the divine and loving energy that you are needing, which also heals any situations that you are concerned about. This amazing healing will continue to take place on all levels, physical, emotional, spiritual, and on a soul's level, until all healing is complete. You will feel Mother Mary's divine essence within your heart, knowing that you have unlimited divine resources that are within your sacred rose. And these resources are available to you when they are needed. Mother Mary's divine healing has no limitations. It can go wherever love can go. And as we know, love heals all wounds and it removes all obstacles. I love you, Mother Mary. She then gave me another little message, probably about a week after I channeled her beautiful healing. My beloved children, I am standing with each of you right now. Some of you may have trouble understanding what you cannot see. Please have faith because I am right here with you right now, and I will remain by your side. Whatever you are needing, just ask, and I will guide and protect each of you. Do not be afraid. I will encourage and support you as you go forward through life's challenges and changes. And you must believe that the changes that you go through are for your highest good. Release the despair and the doubt that have caused such heaviness within your sacred hearts. It is also time to give birth to the dreams that you have thought would never be possible. Beloveds, keep going in the direction of your dreams. You will have all the spiritual support you are needing. This is a time of rebirth. Connect with your spiritual blessings that I have placed within the sacred red rose of your heart. Beloveds, you are on the cusp of a new life, and I love you, Mother Mary.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you, Mother Mary.
Yes, wow. I mean, it truly is. It feels so amazing. Goodness. Truly, truly amazing. It truly does.
She comes in so powerful and strong, you know, along with Jesus and, you know, the other angels, archangels. And it's beautiful to know that, you know, we're on this divine life path together and really for all of humanity.
Oh, gosh, it is, Kat. Since you and I have connected, I mean, magical things have been happening. Truly magical.
No, you truly have, yes. I mean, you know, there's just so much to talk about. Did you want to do a couple prayers first?
Yeah, that would be great. Would you like to start off?
Sure. Let's see. I'll do the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And there is no sickness on earth. Be healed.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and graces unto you. The Lord lifts his countenance upon you and gives you peace. God will put his presence on you when you say this prayer. It refers to divine favor, angel protection, supernatural provision, and good health. You see?
Beautiful, Kat. Thank you. Okay, so I was reading something earlier, and it just resonated with me. Really, really beautiful. And here's what I read. If you are looking for a true miracle, the most powerful force we can get to intercede for us is Mother Mary. While praying to the saints can get, you know, their intercession for us in matters such as financial help or for, you know, maybe a healthy pregnancy, sometimes we need a miracle that only the Holy Mary can provide. After all, she is the patron saint of all humanity, and thankfully, Mother Mary cares deeply and truly for every single one of us, and praying to her feels like a relief, and it brings us such great joy to simply know that she is here. We all know the Hail Mary and have probably said it at least, you know, once today, and I know I have. But it does bear repeating so that we can hold words close to our heart as we pray for a miracle as well. And the prayer that I love, you know, with Mother Mary, that takes, you know, less than a minute, I think, to say, but it could change your life and it could change the world. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. And I just love the Memory prayer. And the other prayer that, you know, I say every day as well is, you know, the most powerful healing prayer by St. Padre Pio. Heavenly Father, I thank you for loving me. I thank you for sending your Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, to the world to save and to set me free. I trust in your power and grace that sustain and restore me. Loving Father, touch me now with your healing hands, for I believe that your will is for me to be well in mind, body, soul, and spirit. Cover me with the most precious blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we ask that you cast anything that should not be in us. And please root out any unhealthy and abnormal cells and open any blocked arteries or veins and rebuild and replenish any damaged areas. Also, remove all inflammation and cleanse any infection by the power of Jesus' precious blood. Let the fire of your healing love pass through our entire bodies to heal and make new any diseased areas so that our bodies will function the way you created them to function. Touch also our minds and our emotions, even the deepest recesses of our heart. Saturate our entire being with your presence, your love, your joy, and your peace, and draw us even closer to you every moment of our lives. And Father, please fill each of us with your Holy Spirit and empower us to do your work so that our life will bring glory and honor to your holy name. We ask this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
I love that.
So I feel, Kat, that's beautiful and it's powerful as well, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do a forgiveness prayer because forgiveness is part of the healing process.
Please.
Okay. So God of love, you are love, pure love, unconditional love, powerful love, redeeming love. I ask for your love to be poured into my family, overflowing on each of us. Let our love bring forgiveness and strengthen each of us. Gracious God, help us to love each other fervently. For our love so deeply that it is able and willing to keep growing so strong, nothing will come between us. It is so, and so it is. Amen. Okay.
Beautiful, Kat. That is absolutely beautiful.
You know, there's so many prayers. Just a few really do resonate. And, you know, that.
Yeah, and each of us will have, you know, different ones that, you know, that resonate with each of us, of course, you know.
Right. Exactly. Okay, moving on to the, New Testimonies, really, as far as the Mother Mary Sound Healings and the Mother Mary Sacred Red Rose. Literally, I have 100 of them, especially during this last week, which is when I went through my first phase of the spiritual alchemy process, letting go of, something that no longer served me. And it was incorporated the teachings of Saint Germain, and it was very powerful. So I'll speak about that later, but the visualizations that came in while, Mother Mary, her music just will pop into my head when, I was experiencing something even before it happened. So, as well as the healing music of my archangel Raphael, who is a healing angel, right? So it just was so synchronistic in terms of leading me on a path of, what to do, what not to do, decoding stuff. And she came in very powerfully many times. I just, whether I was doing the rosary, I would hear the Mother Mary Sound Healing. As Jesus was putting the cross over our world, the universe, our ancestral families, our own families and loved ones, friends, families, it was just really, really powerful. And then, as the sound played, for instance, Jesus came in and he put the sign of the cross over our world, like a big one, and over our whole ancestral family, over us, our loved ones. It was just the listeners are part of the collective, so it was over all of us, really. And just important, places over in the world that need, healing and, real protection. So it was really powerful. In terms of, just other things that happened, these synchronicities, they just multiply. And again, you're going to believe, you either believe in miracles or you don't. And I really believe in the power of miracles. And that's what was happening all around me. And, for instance, with family members, they just start, or other friends and family, extended family. It was just, things were coming in place where you could see I've been doing these, Mother Mary Sound Healings and, doing the Mother Mary Sacred Red Rose, with my intentions in there for them. And they just seemed happier, and they seemed, truly happier, where you had, I had to sit and go, wow, people who were kind of resistant at first to this, they, kind of on the side were being more accepting of it. And in their own time, they, I'm getting a chill, so I strongly feel that, they will really come into the light. And it's just, our fear that, hold us back. Right, because Mother Mary is truly one in Jesus. So, there, whether you believe in Mary, whether you don't, it doesn't really matter because she's there for everyone. So it's letting down our guards to be able to let healing come in and believe in the miracles that you're experiencing, believe in the healing that you're being given, and things change. Your life changes, and it changes for the better. And it just keeps getting better and better and better and better and better. Things fall into place, that in the past normally may not have, people come out of the woodwork, wanting to be there and, offer you new opportunities. And, it's really a divine intervention here with this. So that was kind of everything in a nutshell, I guess.
That was really beautiful, Kat. And I've been connecting, like, with Mother Mary and with Jesus as I sleep. And I thought that, you know, is this a dream or is this a visitation? And it was definitely a visitation because several times I woke myself up with conversation and prayers that I've been saying but never heard here on earth. And I'd wake up and I'd look at the ceiling and I saw these two beautiful golden orbs. One was a little bit bigger. That was Jesus. The other one was a little bit smaller. That was Mother Mary. And I mean, I've been connecting with them continually. So as you say, you know, Mother Mary is here for everyone. We are all her children, and she sees each of us as being divine. She truly does. And, you know, we can call upon her, and she's here to help us with anything that, you know, we're having issues with. And, you know, if you said yes as you listened to that beautiful healing meditation, you too have a sacred red rose within your heart, and you can put your intentions into that beautiful sacred rose, and Mother Mary will work with you to heal your situation. And the healing does not stop, you know, until everything is completely healed. She's saying, my beloved, you do not have to struggle. Allow me to come in and help resolve the issues you are having. Some of you have been holding on to issues for such a long time. But we think, well, maybe she can help us with this. Maybe she can help us with that. She can help us with anything. She can help us with everything because she approaches every problem that we have with love. And, you know, love heals all. It's, you know, it's amazing, and it's just the most powerful force in the universe. And Mother Mary herself is, she is, you know, love, and she is powerful. So as I continue to, you know, connect with Mother Mary, you know, first with the sound healing and then, you know, with the red rose healing, it continues, you know, to go on and on and on. I mean, it's truly, truly amazing. It's beautiful. And I don't know exactly when I connected with Mother Mary. I mean, I saw her as a little girl. I saw Jesus and the angels, but in 2008 is when we connected face-to-face in my bedroom. We were probably like 2 inches apart. I'm 5'5", and she looked like she was the same height as I was. And she looked into my eyes. She didn't say anything, but I knew she was looking into my soul, and that's how the Mary Mother Eyes reading came about. And then another time I was sleeping, and I woke up, and there she was in the doorway just watching over me. So it's just truly amazing. And I feel as, you know, Kat and I continue our journey together, this beautiful healing journey, it's getting more powerful. And we're just bringing about so much beautiful healing energy together, Kat. I had a friend who I, you know, did the sound healing for, and then I did the Mother Mary channeled healing. And this woman's son, you know, was just not happy. He, you know, like he'd come in, he'd sort of be grumpy, mad. And there was no reason really behind it that he should be like, you know, really this way. And then all of a sudden, he's coming home from work and saying, I love my job, life is wonderful. I mean, it was like truly a 360, Kat. It was just amazing.
I believe
truly,
it.
Truly amazing.
Yeah.
And I had a woman that I connected with, and I did the Mother Mary sound healing, and then I did the channeled healing. And as I was doing the sound healing, I closed my eyes, but I could see my fingertips were each lit up. It looked like I had lights coming from my fingertips, and my hands were vibrating. They were getting warmer and warmer, and this woman felt it on her neck. She felt the beautiful energy on her neck where she was having pain. So
yeah.
It's just like I'm just in awe, and I can't believe like all the synchronicities, you know, with the healings that we have, like, together. So as
right.
I was connecting with her, you know, I was thinking about Dr., you know, Wayne Dyer, and I came upon the book that he wrote with his daughter, Sage Dyer, Goodbye Bumps. And this beautiful book is also like a healing, you know, tool that you can you can get. You just have to get the book. Because in Goodbye Bumps, Sage Dyer, the daughter of, you know, Dr. Wayne Dyer, tells her amazingly remarkable story about her in childhood, which she was able to overcome a physical condition. She actually had these little bumps on her face. I remember Dr. Dyer, Wayne Dyer, talking about, well, she had three options. One was to cut them off, which, of course, you know, was not even something considered. Another one was, like, really strong medication. And Sage at the time said, I don't want to take that. But the third one was, you know, she talked to her bumps. So she talked to her bumps. I'm not sure, like, how long. It wasn't too long. And then things began to change. The bumps were going away. I believe she spoke to them like you would speak to a mountain and told them to leave. But this is something, you know, to help everyone to overcome any kind of physical condition that they're going through. You know, and it also, it helps you on so many different levels because you can also help children, you know, to have a way to deal with something when it's bothering them. And as we change our attitude toward whatever it is bothering us, it no longer has the power over us that it did. So I thought of multiple family members, and I ordered the book. And I just feel like, you know, this is a story for young and for old. And, you know, when we have a childlike, you know, awe, we, you know, how they believe, like, everything you tell them, we should regain that because when you do, you know, anything is possible. So if, you know, if you're interested, this is a beautiful, amazing story. And, again, it's called, you know, Goodbye Bumps.
Yeah, I'm going to order it.
It truly is amazing, Kat. Like I said, I remember Dr. Wayne Dyer, you know, when he was telling the story, you know, and I forgot about it, you know. And I'm thinking,
right.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I forgot all about that and how powerful it is, you know. And I sent it, you know, I have a lot of grandkids, so I sent it to them and hopefully it will be a tool in their little spiritual toolbox as well.
I believe it will be, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, our kids, the little ones, they're coming into our world because, you know, with these gifts, they're, you know, that they're an open channel so that spirit comes through them in spirit and uses them to communicate, you know, with us and others, and you know, there's healing taking places, and you know, things that, you know, for instance, came out of some of my grandkids, you know, this weekend, which were clearly a divine, like they were just a divine channel to give me a message, you know, and I don't, obviously, you know, they don't always know what they're saying or doing, you know, in terms of that, but it was, you know, decoded and, you know, someone was smack in the face, like, here, this is a synchronicity. It was really powerful this whole last week in terms of the little ones. So
that's
a lot,
amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
Kat, before we go forward, I just want to mention that within the Sacred Embers Network, you know, our show, you know, Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, as you know, is on Mondays, but we have other beautiful shows if the listeners want to, you know, connect and see what our other shows have to offer as well. We, of course, have Angel Answers, and, of course, that's, you know, the answers from the angels, and it's an amazing show. We have Enter the Light. We also have The Lighthouse. So you'll have to look on, you know, on Blog Talk under Sacred Embers, and you'll get all the show times and, you know, days of the week that they are available. But each show is unique and as wonderful as the next.
Absolutely.
And we want to give a shout-out tonight to Mary Hernandez, who, of course, is listening in. Hi, Mary. Thank you for listening in with us. Beautiful. Okay, so, Kat, as we go forward, Do you want to start off, you know, the amazing content we have for tonight's show?
Sure. Okay. I want to start on to the neuroscientist, and, you know, in terms of meditation, he says that the act of closing your eyes and rehearsing what you're going to do begins to install the neurological hardware in your brain. And, you know, like, you've already received it, right? You already did it. Now the brain is no longer a record of the past. It's a map of the future. And if you keep installing that hardware, the hardware you just installed, the circuitry that, you know, where you're just feeling happier. And I feel, honestly, this is something that's very relevant because that was the transformation piece that I was experiencing and you're experiencing as well. So spiritual transformation means facing the mirror and looking at the experiences we've experienced in our human development in childhood, adolescence, and adulthood. And when we do this, we bring to light all that did not serve us. You know, it's hard work, but the reward is growing your wings and emerging as a butterfly on the other side. And Teresa Bullard, she's a PhD in physics, described the 7 stages of alchemy in terms of quantum physics, otherwise known as spiritual alchemy. It's the act of inner transformation. And, you know, it's really a divine secret. You know, while going through, you know, these 7 stages, you have to put yourself, it's a meditation, you have to put yourself in a meditative state. I mean, there's laws that govern what, you know, of the universe that are governing here, you know, the divine universe, right? Consciousness, and you're being told specific steps and putting yourself in a meditative dream state. And while there, you're being guided, you know, what to do. And it's, you know, then you've had the teachings of Saint Germain that come in, and it's just really, really a powerful process. So, you know, during the stages, you we kind of find metaphors that we must decode, and they can come right away. They can come, you know, in the form of things that you really, you get these aha moments. You know, it may not happen the next day, but, you know, as you progress, these aha moments and are happening, like, all around you. And it's just amazingly intriguing, honestly, but it's hard. It's not easy work, but you have to do it in order to get to the next stage. And you get through each stage in its entirety before you can move on. So once you master that, your enlightenment is coming in, and you're actually changing the circuitries of your brain. So during these stages, again, you know, it's like a treasure chest of divine universal wisdom, which bridges the gap between science and spirituality. I mean, even this, you know, with the words bridging the gap between science and spirituality is, you know, a clue, because it's another message from higher realms that, you know, I should stay on course talking about this, because, of course, bridging the gap between science and spirituality is the name of our show. So the first stage is called calcination, and this is the process of breaking up and pulverizing and burning matter. The spirituality is it is like releasing a record of our past, starting in childhood, that no longer serves us. Again, once we master this, transformation begins by writing a letter, one by one, of past hurts, fears, old belief systems, and cultural upbringing, then lighting on fire to be released to the heavens to be transmuted to light and love. By doing this, we are literally rewiring our brains back to a whole of mind, body, spirit, and soul restoration. It's tapping into the divine universal Christ consciousness, where we are truly connected to the universal oneness of the mighty I Am. I meaning source, and M meaning light, I am the light. Here we have access to all the answers to all the questions we seek. In fact, past that, it's almost hard to keep up. At least that was my experience going through this for the first time. However, you know, before we complete this stage, you know, one stage, we must first go through what's called our shadow side. And this is the side of ourselves that is mirrored back to us. So while in the meditative dream state, we need to take an observer stance, face the very experience that we suppress, and all the circumstances surrounding it without reacting to it before we can burn it and release it into the heavens and the, you know, divine universal realm. By not looking away and facing it, which is difficult, our spiritual gifts begin to emerge out of that dark and into the light of our physical reality. So once we do this, we begin the cleansing phase, and this is called dissolution. You know, water relates to our emotions, and dissolution smooths the burn after the calcification process. Learning emotional control is important here, as our emotions must be redirected. During the stage, we can talk about our experiences without complaining or playing the victim role or being able to go even deeper to find out what's underneath the emotion we're holding on to. It's self-clarity needed to move on. And in a metaphorical explanation, we drink a cup of herbal tea, for instance, and then the color and fragrance of, you know, those tea leaves we sink to the bottom of the cup. And if we let it sink long enough, we can separate the oil from the material. What are the underlying conditions that trigger this event? It's here that we see our fears, all beliefs, culture, upbringing, is separation of our identity, right? So the event, you know, really is a catalyst, and we see the impurities that are holding us back. We accept ourselves as we are. Social groups, you know, Dr. Boyer talked about in terms of, you know, the people you hang around, for instance, they may have work, didn't include anyone in this, really, right? So, you know, these groups may have worked for us at one point. It could be a work group. It could be anything. It could be, you know, just going out and hanging out with friends who, you know, just behave in a way that you've gotten past, right? And so you want to be cognizant because you don't want to stuck here if something doesn't change. So, like, again, they may have worked at one point, but they don't now. And it means leaving behind new people, places, and experiences whose vibration is not in alignment with your own. So many people do hold on to old attachments because they're just familiar with it. But when we let go of the old, we make room for the next step. And this is separation, which means it represents spiritual death of our personality, like our ego and identity, resulting in purification and awakening in the physical realm. It's here that we must face, again, the dark shadow, the dark night of the soul, meaning going into the dark and facing our inner demons by accessing our inner warrior to get through it, okay? And so the next phase is conjunction. So letting go gives us a sense of liberation. We see our strengths and core abilities, our gifts. We bring all these essential pieces back to us and bring new groups and experiences. You know, they're just brought, you know, we are at a midpoint here in the alchemy process. So if we get stuck here, we need to start from the beginning. You know, alchemist of life does the work, you know, by putting there, an alchemist actually does the work, a true alchemist, by putting, you know, their divine self into action. All right, fermentation. During this stage, spiritual light is opening new pathways and firing up more neurons that have previously been given, as you are now tapping into the divine universal wisdom at this stage, bringing it into your physical realm of existence. At the stage, we are no longer interested in the old ways of being, yet curious about the unknown and what lies ahead. After facing the dark night of the soul, what they did, the resurrection into a new, refined state of being. Due to a more spiritualized brain or mind, visions and experiences are profound in different dimensions. Our heart, throat, third eye, and crown chakras are being vibrationally energized and linked together by spirit. The pineal and pituitary and thymus glands are now spiritually and linked by spirit, as well as creating the inner arc of the new covenant, which is ourselves. We are operating at a kundalini higher vibration now, energizing and bathing your whole being in liquid fire and light. And that's what we're working with here. We're setting fire to release, and then we're bringing the light in through water. Right? Dissolution phase here is actually the fire. It's the burning of the contrast. All right? At this stage, it's important to put an intention on the burning of the contract being lit on fire and the energy behind your emotion when sending it. Cleansing is infused with spirit and consciousness. For us, it involves going ongoing meditation to get to the quantum field. At this high vibrational level, we bring these high vibrational frequencies into our spiritual realm, and we recreate our life according to this new vibration. We as humans in the physical realm go through many rounds of this. As a true alchemist, you are constantly, you know, just because you did master one, you know, hurt or hang up or fear or belief system, whatever, cultural upbringing, whatever it is that made that impact on you and not serve you, you know, it's mastering all of this. It's continuous. This is where I'm excited here because although I know there's plenty of work in front of me, there's also the new enlightenment that I'm seeing as I, you know, just went through the first, you know, the first letting go of one particular thing. And it was just profound. So it's, you know, excitement about, you know, what else is going to come in. So now we have the seventh stage, which is coagulation. And the true mastery, this is the true mastery of the body, soul, and spirit, the body of light. It's transcending death and creating immortality. We are on an infinite journey of enlightenment. So it all works. And upwards. We want to get, because it gives us a roadmap that guides our process, raising our spiritual human potential and bringing it back into our body. Spiritual alchemy is part of the flow of nature. The glory is living as an alchemist, as the reward is limitless. You see, you want to comment on that?
Yes, that's beautiful. You know, before I comment, and the, you know, the seven stages of alchemy, from a spiritual perspective, I'd like to go back and just say a couple things about Joe Dispenza. His meditation techniques, they may differ from other types of meditation in a few different ways. They may involve techniques for focusing the mind and rewiring the brain, as well as specific visualizations and affirmations. And they also may even involve a focus on specific goals or outcomes. And, you know, it helps to have improved health or even increase your prosperity. And some potential benefits of, you know, his meditation does include, of course, you know, reduced stress and anxiety, as well as improving emotional well-being. And it helps to have increased focus and concentration, as well as enhancing physical health. And some people also report improved relationships and even greater success in their personal and professional lives as a result of practicing his, you know, meditative techniques. And I just thought, wow, you know, that is like super, super amazing, Kat.
I love him.
Yeah,
I follow him. For years.
But he did say, like really fast, he did say, you know, your subjective mind and thoughts create your objective reality. So the science behind quantum physics tell us that an atom is 99.99999% energy and 0.0001% physical matter. However, most of us focus on that very tiny physical world. Can you imagine? My goodness. I mean, that is like totally, totally unbelievable. So we've got, you know, we've got to change, you know, the way we think, because it'll help to, you know, to change the way we feel and to be able to do things in a new and a different way, you know, and, you know, to really to create a new reality, you know. But we've got to start, you know, creating the reality within our mind. So I think that he's amazing, you know. And in regard to the seven stages of spiritual alchemy, a little bit there. Okay, so stage one of spiritual alchemy, we have calcination, and it's the first stage of spiritual alchemy, and it's also known as a black stage because the color black represents chaos and that which is hidden and buried and the material of the unconscious. I thought that was truly, truly amazing, Kat. And it also refers to the burning of the materia prima until it is transformed into to an ash. So in a spiritual sense, it refers to breaking with our worldly attachments, the desire of status, wealth, and the need to solidify our identity. And it says these things, it's not that it says that these things are wrong, but according to the process, the development of a higher level of consciousness and refinement of the spirit is actually hindered by these attachments. So it's sort of like you're burning off, you know, all of these elements that no longer serve us, and we are purified by fire. To me, it sort of sounds like a phoenix, you know. But the calcination stage is, you know, it's like the dark night of the soul, you know. It describes the journey of the soul to unification with God, which is, you know, amazing. And, you know, you undergo a lot when you go through that stage. I mean, that's not an easy stage to contend with. So stage two, dissolution, that's the second stage of spiritual alchemy. It involves dissolving the ashes in the water. Water can be interpreted as a symbol for the unconscious, which contains the hidden part of ourselves, of which we are afraid, and up until now, we haven't even explored. So dissolution can be understood at this stage in which we free ourselves from our inauthentic and acquired sense of identity. And then we have stage three, which, of course, is separation. And in this stage, the pure essence is extracted from the rest of the mix. As the first two stages were associated with fire and water, separation is related to the air element. So in a spiritual sense, it could be understood as separation from one's habitual thought processes or even emotional trigger responses in order to step back and distinguish our essence from our acquired personality. Step four is conjunction, and that refers to the process of combining the elements from the previous three stages. In a sense, we see what still remains within us, that which is of value, and then we begin to combine these elements to form one's authentic self. We then have stage five, fermentation, and this is the fifth stage, and it describes the decay of one's old self and the rebirth of one's true self. So the first four stages involve discarding our old, our inauthentic self, and drawing together the authentic elements within us. At this stage, we catch a glimpse of a more refined, authentic self. So this stage, you know, can be comparable to the rebirth of the phoenix from its own ashes, which is amazing. We have stage six, distillation, and this is the stage when all the impurities are removed and there's nothing left but the essence. So that is truly, you know, that is truly amazing. We have stage seven, coagulation, and from a spiritual perspective, this is the stage that describes the process of solidification where one's essential self becomes whole, and it refers to the process by which a liquid which is typically blood, solidifies. It occurs when we are cut in order to form a scab. And, you know, in regard to spiritual alchemy, it involves the solidification of our true self and can be, you know, sort of like healing from a wound as we feel ourselves to be independent and then complete.
Beautiful.
So that's what I have from the spiritual aspect, you know.
Yeah.
What you were talking about, yeah. It's just like truly, truly unbelievable, you know, what we're, you know, connecting with, what we're discovering and sharing with everyone.
It truly is. And, again, there's just such synchronicity, you know, in terms of the seven stages of spiritual alchemy. And then, you know, we combine the teachings of Saint Germain.
Uh-huh.
In, you know, he helps us to, you know, with forgiveness and letting go of what no longer serves us. And he comes in strong when he comes in. I mean, he is a powerful force, this one. And
he really,
you know, is. He is. And, you know, I mean source, M means light. So I am affirmations is what he does. There's 33 of them. I believe I only got to stage, you know, 30. I got through, I want to say, four or five of his teachings during this first process. But, you know, he is, you know, I am, you know, one of the affirmations he has while going through this, which when you begin each new stage, you begin a stage, you go through all seven, you know, stages of the spiritual alchemy, you say, I am the resurrection and the light. You know, again, this is said while passing through each stage. And another affirmation is, I am the door which no one can shut. You know, I am the mighty presence of God in action. And that's what God wants. That's what Jesus Mary wants. That's what the, you know, Saint Germain wants. Like, they're working for all of humanity, which is what DC and I are doing as well. And we've been called into action. So it's, you know, things aren't just, you know, things may come to you, but they're going to come to you by going through this process on a higher vibrational, you know, level. And until you go through it, you truly can't understand it, quite honestly, because it's going through the process. The process is what, you know, is just, you know, there's so many aha moments. Just, you know, going through the dark night of the soul was not fun, you know. But he came in to help. So it's getting the, you know, the ancient, you know, the higher, you know, wisdom, right, of divine universal consciousness, and it's bringing it down into you, your whole essence, so that, you know, once you get through this process, you're able to actually create in the present moment, because the past is already gone and the future hasn't happened. So all we have now in the physical realm is today. And that's where, you know, he comes in. So that's really all I, you had a, you know, something powerful to say about Saint Germain, D.C. So you want to go on to that?
Yes, yes. That would be ideal. Okay. So Kat, you know, was talking about, you know, Saint Germain, and as she sent me like a little outline of what we possibly might be talking about this evening, she asked me, you know, to say a little something in regard to, you know, the teachings of Saint Germain. And all of a sudden, before I could even think about it, Saint Germain actually came in. I mean, I was floored, because he came in so fast and so powerful. And here's what I got from Saint Germain. Beloveds, I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I, Saint Germain, come before you today as many changes are happening in your world. I am joined by Mother Mary and Jesus, and we will guide you through all that has been occurring within and around you. What is happening to you may feel like a volcano erupting within your soul. The deep emotions you have been suppressing must surface, be felt and acknowledged. This volcano that is erupting within is powerful, and it must be released. As you continue forward, we will remain with you along with other Ascended Masters, angels, and guides. You will gain strength through the challenges you are facing. And as you continue forward on your journey, upward on this mountain-like volcano, do not stop until you arrive at the very top. There you will see this explosive energy erupt. Continue to resonate with your beliefs. Demonstrate your core values, and you will become confident in all that you do. The hot lava will help you to release anger, anxiety, and stress that you're holding onto. Please remember, you are never given more than you can handle. Get ready, too, for explosions of miracles and manifestations that will help you create the life of your dreams. Please use the knowledge that you have gained on the spiritual journey to help yourself and then all of humanity. Focus on love. There is love within every soul. Share your love with all you meet. We are all one, and love is all there is. Are you ready to connect with your great I Am presence and the violet flame that will ignite your God spark and will transform it into a mighty flame? Please affirm, I am ready. As you do, your life will change in the most amazing ways from this point on. Please sit comfortably with your eyes closed. Place your feet on the ground or the floor and begin by breathing slowly in through the nose and then out through the mouth. One more time, in through the nose and then out through the mouth. You may now begin to feel Saint Germain and all of the divine beings who are gathering here today on this amazing spiritual journey. You may also see the violet flame that surrounds you at this time as it permeates every fiber of your being. A healing has begun on all levels, and this sacred flame burns stronger, accelerating the healing process, removing all that has held you back on a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. Continue to breathe, as all issues that you've had are being transformed, transmuted, and healed. You can feel the warmth and the healing of the violet flame as this amazing spiritual energy addresses all that no longer serves you, whether it is known or unknown. All issues are resolved in this lifetime, as well as previous lives. The areas of your heart that are filled with heartache, pain, and suffering are purified and completely healed. Saint Germain gives each of you a violet flame that will continue to assist you on your earthly journey. It will help you to receive everything that is for your highest and best as it raises your vibration. This beautiful violet flame continues at a very high frequency and is a very powerful energetic tool that you can use to assist you, and it will transmute negative energy into positive energy. And it will continue to resolve issues that occur on a daily basis. You will also be able to connect with higher energy that helps you to ascend and become more open to other realms. Beloveds, continue to say the violet flame invocation daily. You can also say the I am statement, and you can visualize. This will help you to become more aware of how you can work with the spiritual energy. Your intentions as well will help you to move forward too. Beloveds, call upon me and allow our energy to become a synergy of energy divine. Your violet flame is a very powerful tool that you carry within that will help you with your earthly evolution as well as the evolution of humanity. You are now one with Saint Germain. And Saint Germain, you know, does ask that you assist and, you know, transforming, you know, life on the planet and bring about healing. and just ask for his divine guidance, because he will be there. All you need is the desire and the determination. And it's not like we have to do it 24/7. He's saying just, you know, just a small aspiration on your part is required, and we will fill you with energy and power. So he also says, like, manifestation of love and compassion toward people who need love and compassion is required, and we will give you the divine opportunity to help transform society. Beloveds, are there daring and courageous people among you? I feel that there are. Have your hearts already heard my message? Have you started this journey? I am Saint Germain. Kat?
Wow. I love that. Yeah.
Thank
I
you.
Love that.
Well, you know what? Like, you sent me one sentence, like, sentence in regard to him, and all of a sudden, like, bam, there he was. Like, he just came in so strongly. It was truly, truly amazing.
I love it. I love it because.
But you're doing,
you know,
more than, you know what? Like, you're doing more than you even know, Kat. You know what I'm saying? Which is making me laugh because, you know, you said, you know, earlier, you're telling me, like, everything that is going on, and there's such excitement in your voice, and I could feel it, like, within. And, you know, all the symbolism, everything that was going on. So, lo and behold, for, like, maybe, like, a 15-minute walk, I'm thinking, my gosh, I'm not paying as much attention as Kat. My goodness, shame on me, right? So all of a sudden, I see a cricket, Kat, and the cricket is focused on abundance in all areas of life, you know, and it's also about, you know, thinking about, like, feng shui, which brings luck, and then I saw a crow, and the crow represents change or transformation, but it also refers more to, like, spiritual or emotional change, and crows are very intelligent birds, and they give us valuable insight into situations around us, and as well, they help us to adapt when, you know, that's needed. So after that, I saw a raven, and that brings the gift of insight and heightened awareness and a higher level of consciousness. And then I'm thinking, my gosh, like, this is like a short walk, and where's all this coming from? So then I saw a chipmunk, and that's a symbol that something good is on its way, something wonderful that delights the heart, something that may, you know, make us a smile and laugh. And, you know, this beautiful chipmunk is very benevolent, granting wishes of the most treasured of heart's desires. So then I saw, you know, angel number 553, and I'm saying, wow. So that resonates with hidden powers and, you know, discovering the truth and trusting that the process, you know, has begun, and have faith in the power of this beautiful number, because everything will eventually fall into place and, you know, will end, you know, all will be well in the end. And the changes that will occur will help, you know, to advance life and to fulfill, you know, your soul's purpose, your life mission. And, you know, these changes should be really beneficial. So, you know, continue to look out for new opportunities sent by your guardian angels, and then take full advantage of them. And the great thing about these changes is they're going to bring better alignment and divine purpose, as well as receiving more love, abundance, and energy. So I'm thinking, my gosh, Kat, you are just, like, continually seeing things, I think, for maybe, like, what, 4 or 5 days? I mean, it was just amazing. And then the last one I saw was a robin. You know, we see a lot of robins, all of us do, but, you know, the robin is a bird of spring, and it does, you know, resonate with new life and rebirth, and it reminds us to sing our own song, to plant new seeds and be passionate. And it helps us to believe in ourselves, as well as teaching us to spring forward with new growth and experiences accompanied with joy and laughter. And the robin's red breast suggests an association with Kundalini energy, as well as our creative potential. Yeah, and its blue eggs are associated with the throat chakra, the center of our will. And through this chakra, man can express the will of God. The eggs themselves give new life, and this powerful little bird reminds us to maintain the creative will of God in all that we do, faith in our hearts, leads to new beginnings without fear. And the Robin asks that we tune into our own intuitive side and continue down our chosen path. It directs us to the bright and positive road ahead, as well as reminding us that we needn't be afraid of new beginnings. We should celebrate them. So a Robin is also a sign that angels are near and they bring beautiful spiritual messages. So this is all because of you, Kat.
Well, that's beautiful, and I feel like we should let listeners know that, you know, all these things that you see just saw, these are all relevant in terms of, you know, timing of her seeing these things, timing that I'm seeing things. It's, you know, it all correlates, you know, together, and it's, you know, a connectedness, a synergy. Like she said, it's a, you know, it's just, you know, something that you want to pay attention to if you have a thought going on, if you're thinking about something and then you see a sign, then that's a, you know, that's a, you know, that's your bringing that, you know, bird, a chipmunk, that number, the crow, you know, which I've seen so many crows, so I'm excited about that. But, you know, that's just a sign that what you're thinking about, it, you know, you're on that path. It's the right path, and stay on it.
Yeah. You see, that was beautiful.
So I'm going to start then with then I. So I'm going to start here from last Monday, because it was after that show I decided put into action the 7 steps of spiritual alchemy and the teachings of Saint Germain and the power of prayer, meditation. And little did I know at the time the synchronicities that you had in common, which other, you know, ended up becoming like a, each of them, ended up becoming a catalyst to the meditative dream work that I was about to embark. So upon giving and releasing an area of my life that no one served me, I went right into action. That night, I was asked in this process to give a symbol to be able to recognize the importance of the divine universal messages that were being downloaded to me. The next morning, I was sitting on the floor with one of my dogs thinking about what symbol to give when my dog got up, ran over to the other side of the room, got her phone, and dropped it in front of me. Now, this wasn't normal behavior for her. I laughed and I told her that I would use her phone as a symbol, but I would add my own. To me, like, she understood and lay back down. So my symbol was an upside-down triangle. Again, you know, the shadow side are parts of us that we fear that we haven't forgiven or let go yet. So it's facing our fears, judgments, and emotions we are holding on to for ourselves, others, you know, circumstances we find ourselves in, and going deep into our subconscious mind where it hides. It takes spiritual practice to accept and reintegrate our shadow side into our whole being. Again, that night, you know, because I got my symbols the first night. So now the next night, while in a meditative dream state, I saw both symbols, both my dog and her bone and my upside-down triangle. So now it's telling me when I see these things that, you know, visions are coming in. And one that came in, it just, you know, it was strong. So after I saw my symbols telling me something was about to happen, an ex-boyfriend, he was sitting in a car, he was a police officer at the time, who later dropped me off at a house, which I didn't recognize. Once I entered the house, I saw my friend, really scared, hiding in the corner from the threat of a bomb going off. She immediately tells me about the teachings of Saint Germain. I was scared now and laid down next to her. From where I was laying, I could see underneath the bed. This is where I saw a timer about to go off in 3 seconds.
The number three is significant here too, because it's the sign of, you know, Jesus. It was about to go off in 3 seconds, and I also saw a blue heart. While using the words of St. Germain's teachings, I stopped the timer. Now, thinking that the threat was over, I walked downstairs, and I saw a little girl sitting on the floor looking up at me. Her little sister was next to her. The next thing I see is the children's father pulling up to the house frantically in a police car number 29, which ends up to be a very significant number, 29, which the synchronicities were endless with this. It's significant here because the number 29 is also my birthday and a master number as it vibrates with the authority of change, progress, ambition, and new beginnings, which is what I was about to embark on, right? It's associated with fierce awakening. Furthermore, philosophical teachings responsible for this culture and all that is going on is associated with the age of Aquarius. I'm Aquarian, all right? Aquarius is my sign. I am an Aquarius and identified, the Aquarius piece here, identifies with St. Germain. And that was really powerful because in finding that, because it's synchronistic, you know, with going through a stage of this alchemy process. And again, he played an extremely important role through his teachings and presence shown to me. To my meditative dream state, the father in police car number 29 came into the house, which ended up being his, grabbed two daughters and ran out of the house. All right, so that was my dream. The next day, during the interpretation phase of my dream, because I just, you know, I'm literally scribbling in the middle of the night trying to write down, you know, these visions that are coming in. But it's when you're in that state, it's honestly, it's about dream journaling as well, and it wasn't easy the next day to even interpret my own scribbling, my own words. So it was, you know, sitting down and saying, okay, this is, you know, what I saw. Phase of my dream the next day, the two little girls ended up being very significant to what I was letting go. So that night, this is wild. So that night during, again, you know, I'm in this meditative dream state, I felt myself levitate. And I remember saying to myself, this isn't happening. As I put my hand down to try to reach the bed, I was levitating from. And I'm getting a chill because the aha moment came while doing more research on St. Germain, because in doing so, I found out that he himself had levitated. And that was part of his journey. So, you know, just the fact that I didn't know that, you know, it was just it was just so startling for me, I guess is a good word for it. You know, but that I just, you know, I ended up back on the bed because I kind of startled myself out of it. But the next day was just like so excited that it actually happened. Like to think that St. Germain was part of this. You know, he literally came through me and levitated me. So it was just to this right now, I'm still so excited that it happened. But anyway, the next day, I took a train to my destination, which was 2 hours away because I got started driving long distances due to symptoms associated with my recovery of chronic Lyme disease. So while getting out of the car in the train station parking lot, I saw a big feather, and I took a picture. Once on the train and ready to get off at my destination, I was lined up to get off the train when I looked down and saw a little black feather and took a picture. So these are all signs, again, that, you know, I'm meant to be where I'm going. Once I was picked up, now in the car, I saw number 29 on a highway sign. Again, the number 29, my birthday. I then saw route
29:29. While walking with my grandson that later that day, I saw the number 29 in big numbers advertising a restaurant's daily special. So I drove around me as I was also, you know, seeing three-digit numbers to include 77444333, you know, 3333, blah, blah, blah. I mean, just like, you know, multiple times of the day. I got to, even the kids are drawing 1, 2, 3. It was just, you just go, what is happening, And other signs came in the form of healing sound frequencies from my Yorkies Raphael and Mother Mary sound healing music. Even before I would, think of, going to do something or, right before, for instance, like going to say the rosary, I would hear the music. When doing the meditations on healing, my Archangel Raphael would come in consistently. And just as much as Mother Mary sound, healing music was coming through. And it was, things that I did, again, it was like they're telling me, yes, stay on track, stay on this path. All right. So once at my destination, two of my young grandchildren, played a significant role in decoding messages. Again, they're an open channel, the higher realms, so their crown chakra is wide open, and they're receiving downloads from spirit. So, remember I'm working with the fire to release and the water to cleanse in the first two stages. And these are, the two stages of spiritual alchemy. With that in mind, my grandson, upon seeing me, immediately brings me downstairs to show me his red fire monster dragon toy. I mean, it is lit. This thing is red and literally on fire. And then he takes out his ice monster, which was crystallized and white. It was just, fire and ice. Aha. Here I am. You're meant to be here. So later in the day, my little grandchild, who's only one, she started to cry while watching a movie, and I already felt that she was intuitive, her in terms of healing, right? So spirit's coming through for her to heal. And her mom, my daughter, confirmed she feels energy of other people, which I already knew. And, she's got this contagious smile that literally radiates around her. And walk out with her myself, people constantly stop, in their tracks and just say what a beautiful child. Like, her smile, it's about her smile. It's something about her smile that just stops people in their tracks. While laying her down for a nap, I, could hear Mother Mary's sound healing music in my head playing. This is a sign from her to expose, my granddaughter, to the Mother Mary sound frequencies, which I did. And while reciting the Holy Rosary, for instance, the other day, visions were coming to me and her. I could hear Mother Mary sound healing in my head again. I then saw visions of my granddaughter putting her healing hands filled with white light on a baby bird with injured wings, and she did heal it. And then again, I turned back to look at her, my granddaughter, and she smiled at me. So the fact that this music, Mother Mary's sound healing, came in as I'm right before this visualization in a meditative state tells me that I'm supposed to pay more attention to this, what's going on with her. So that was the night that I mastered the shadow side of my identity, a separation from my former self, who I became afterwards. While moving through the shadow side, which this is where the divine universal law required me to face the experiences I was working with head on, without turning away, so I was able to move on to the next stage. Here I wrote a contract listing all the things I was forgiving, and I let it go by burning it with fire to release it to heaven. This was a difficult stage for me, as it was my first experience in the spiritual realm using these tools of transcendence. The true alchemists willingly walk into the fire as they have experienced and mastered each stage and understand the divine flow of nature and all the universal beauty within it. They stay forever in the flow of their soul's essence, bringing the subconscious into the conscious mind to be able to put into action in the physical world anything they want. I am a spiritual alchemist having mastered my, this is where I want to stay. This is a powerful, powerful place. And, you know, the fact that GC and I have been given a role here, you know, to help humanity, this is, again, it's like accepting what's being given to you as, you know, trusting it. And it's overwhelming at times, quite honestly. You know, think about the powers here that were being, you know, given, well, through us, through them, to us, to share with all of you and all of, you know, the world. So while saying the Holy Rosary on this day, in one of my visualizations, I saw Jesus come in and put the blood of Christ, the sign of the cross, on my forehead and heart and over each of my family members and the doors of each house, as well as, then I saw a huge cross over my entire, like, generational family. You know, back to the beginning of time, my divine, you know, planetary families. I saw him put a cross over the world, and then certain places within the world that were fighting for, you know, that were either in, you know, turmoil, or but they played a significant, you know, role in the world. Okay, so that was really very, very profound as well, and, you know, another just sign to show that, you know, Jesus is with us, and just, you know, he'll never leave. So the next day, I was so exhausted from all the hard work I had done achieving mastery of the dark side of the soul, and decided to take a break from meditative dream journaling for the next couple of days. However, I continued to receive, you know, messages, synchronicities, and aha moments. They just kept coming in. Examples include, I took a snapshot of my granddaughter, right? And I didn't realize until I was looking at the picture, I had accidentally taken a picture of my son in the background wearing his, like, upgraded watch, showing the date this picture was taken that I was looking at. It was October 29. I then realized it was not an accident. It was being shown to me for a reason, to add to the importance of the number 29. All right. So back in March 2023, this is so powerful. So back in March 2023, two of my grandchildren drew me a picture. And again, they're open channels, so spirits coming through them, and was guiding them, my granddaughter, who the words O-M, O-M, O-M-O. She was writing my name, Mama, right? It wasn't until I was going through my spiritual quest that I realized she wrote out the words to a mantra, O-M, which is a sacred sound symbol using the three in the symbolic symbol, a mantra invoking an invocation of Hinduism. Chanting O-M is a form of meditation that also has numerous health benefits. This was an aha welcomes moment and meant for me to decode the OM, because, again, I'm just looking at it as she's trying to write Mama. It is also chanted, the BLM at the beginning and end of many yoga sessions. And even as I'm writing, you know, I was writing this, I heard the Mother Mary San healing music come in. So again, this was relevant as, you know, this was something important that I'm supposed to, you know, take notice of and pay attention. So thank you, Mother Mary. I then looked at the picture my grandson drew me. It was red fire. Fire is extremely relevant as it's used in the alchemy process, right? To forgive, release, let go, before moving on to the cleansing phase with water and crystallized ice. So, you know, the importance was right before, you know, I did my first burning, the fire ritual. In fact, my cousin has, you know, sent me days before this even, you know, I even was going through this. It's huge. I sent the picture to DC. She saw it. It was a huge, huge, huge bonfire. And she asked me to come down, and I wasn't there to go over, but I just remember thinking, this is fire. This is burning to ashes. And it was huge. So again, you know, just another symbol, you know, a sign. So, you know, I have so much here to share, but because of time, you know, it's just an ongoing process, and, you know, I'll continue to share weekly. And I hope that listeners will continue to follow me on this journey, because, you know, I hope that it resonates with you as well, and, you know, will help to help take you to, you know, a transcendent place that, you know, you may not even have, you know, known was possible. So I'm going to stop there. Do you see any testimony here?
Beautiful, Kat. I just want to say that I connected recently, a couple of weeks ago, where we had a red robin in our yard, and it sat there for hours. And, you know, we were looking at this beautiful bird and thinking, my gosh, it can't fly. It must have broken a wing. And I went outside, and I gently began to pray and put my hands up toward the bird, and it flew away. It was fine. It did come back for several days and was reconnecting with, you know, my family and the family next door. So there's a beautiful synchronicity as well.
My goodness, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely beautiful.
It's just, yeah.
There's so many synchronicities. As I said, it's just, it's amazing.
Even today with the, you had actually traveled earlier than I, knowing, right, you know, called you. I was like, oh, my gosh, this just happened. I'm just coming out of an actual travel. And it was just very, you know, it was, you know, very funny because it was not funny, but it was just, you know, you have to laugh at some things because you can't make this stuff up.
No, it is amazing. You know, it is truly amazing.
It is.
But the synchronicities, like, I feel like they're going to continue and continue and continue. So it's just something to look forward to, Kat, you know?
Absolutely. You know,
really beautiful. With that, you know, but with that being said, we still have some time. Do you want to talk about some, I guess, natural remedies maybe?
Sure.
Go ahead.
You want me to start? Okay. So, Okay, so I'm just going to talk about, because I'm working with a person who she's a researcher, metabolic, I believe, researcher in, you know, she presented to me all of these, you know, homeopathic remedies that I could use. Instead of, you know, taking, you know, the actual medication, she said that, you know, it is conventional. I'm going to, and, you know, my doctor is both my Lyme disease doctor is a medical doctor with an integrated homeopathic degree. So, and he's also, you know, he has a very high success rate of curing, you know, chronic Lyme disease in a short period of time, and also the co-infections that are associated with it. So, but the one medicine actually makes me so groggy in the morning, and I, you know, it's just not, you know, I feel like it's just something that I need to explore more. So I'm being presented with this detox, right? So I wanted to say here, though, that this is, you know, these healing view is not to be taken without consulting with your doctor or medical doctor first, because it honestly could be dangerous for some of you and interact with medicines some of you may be taking. So again, these are powerful supplements, okay? And it's not honestly to be taken lightly, but they do work. They have a very, 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 very high success rate in treating chronic Lyme, okay? The one is Japanese knotwood, and it detoxes where, you know, sometimes cysts grow on our brain, right? So you know, it's the breaking up. It just kills it. It just kills it, and it's just, you know, woman has, she takes notes from a very, very renowned doctor who treats all chronic infections and diseases, and is a specialist in chronic Lyme disease. And you can only see him if you're on the list, right? He's in the UK, and there's like a Zoom, and I can't get on it, but she can, and say she deciphered these notes for me. So according to him, like these, according to Dr. Klingard, who specializes in naturopathic medicine, herbal treatments are more effective than antibiotics for many years, which causes cysts in the immune system and other co-infections, which he stated can reactivate the Lyme pathogens. And so it was, you know, it was, he believed that these homeopathic ways to get rid of, you know, some of the things that were going on with me, you know, were important. So the one, like I said, is Japanese not wood, and it detoxes and breaks up and kills, you know, what he calls these Lyme cysts. Black walnut is an antiparasitic, and wormwood is another one. Rosemary oil crosses blood-brain barriers and is good for memory, as well as citrus tea, Chinese skullcap, and I'll spell it, monolaurin, L-A-U-R-I-N. And these are extractions from coconut oil. You know, other binders are zeolite, Z-E-O-L-I-T-E, and Corella, C-H-R-E-L-L-A. You can go ahead and look under PKI Science for products, because this man is in the Britain, UK. But you can find these products in other places. If you have, like, an Amherst scan or a naturopathic, you know, store near you, more than likely they will have it. But you want to make sure that, you know, it's actually the concentration is as it should be, because people can actually sell anything, right? So you want to make sure it comes from a reputable place that has consistently been known to, you know, have, you know, they're selling what they're telling you it is, and not a watered-down, you know, version of it. You know, other things are frequency medicine. So these are homeopathic frequencies to kill the chronic Lyme disease. And they are out there. You know, some are, you know, I resonate with, some not so much. but they're out there. But also, you know, frequency medicine is Mother Mary, hands down, healing, right? Because that was medicine for me, you know, in every aspect. And the Mother Mary sacred red rose, because, you know, you're putting your intentions in this sacred red rose and things begin change. All right. So Dr. Klinghart also spoke about ancestral healing and how it helped rejuvenate the mind, body, and spirit. And you really don't find this in many places, like even homeopathic people, because, the naturopathic, and other holistic doctors, because they're just not going there, but he does. And he talks about ancestral healing in a way that, you know, you see and I, you know, do as well. And it's done as a collective. It's done, you know, with our own family lines. And we're helping to change our whole ancestral line, you know, and then if we could heal ourselves, we are, you know, once we heal them, right, then they're healed. You know, then some of the things that we're experiencing, you know, may go away. And, you know, in turn, the things that we, in terms of, you know, our whole, you know, emotional state or whole, like whatever it is we're experiencing, or, you know, healing our bodies, mind, spirit, soul, like, you know, we're changing, you know, the gene expression, you know, into future generations. So this is powerful here, you know, with the gene expression and the, you know, healing ancestral lineages. So that's really all I have right now, you see.
Beautiful. And I just like to add, I was reading and I saw, you know, an article from 2017 stating that stevia also, you know, has the potential to cure chronic Lyme disease, which I thought was really interesting. You know, it has been used as an herbal remedy in Latin America for centuries, and it's about time for the rest of the world to discover the health benefits, you know, of stevia. I mean, they're, you know, they were saying, like, you know, through most of the cases of Lyme disease that are reported to be resolved, there is up to a 20% chance that, you know, it isn't resolved. And through a team of specialists, they were using the stevia, I guess, to sort of, like, wake up the dormant bacteria, which is called persisters, and kill it, you know, according to, you know, a press release from the Real Stevia Company. So I found that, like, really, really interesting, Kat. I thought that was amazing. And there are supplements, you know, as well, magnesium, grapeseed extract, vitamin B complex, the omega-3 fatty acids, probiotics, mushroom extract, turmeric, olive leaf, vitamin C, and coenzyme Q10 that are beneficial nutrients as well. And I also like, you know, the homeopathic remedies. And these remedies can be used for us as well as, you know, our pets. You know, they, I've seen, like, given the same remedies to dogs, you know. And the homeopathic remedies are, they're not harsh, like, on the stomach or anything. So I really, they're, you know, they're underused in, you know, many ways, but there is successful Lyme disease treatment, you know, via homeopathic remedies. And they're these tiny little, like, little pellets, and they don't affect, like, your body at all. You don't feel like, you know, like they make you sick or anything, and they don't interfere with anything you're taking. So that's something that, you know, people, you know, can incorporate into their regimen, you know, as long as they get permission, of course, you know, from their, you know, treating doctor. But there's so many that, you know, just unbelievably, you know, were cured. So there are, like, there are so many things that you can incorporate along with our beautiful, you know, Mother Mary Sound Healing, the Sacred, you know, Rose, and the assistance of Saint Germain as well, you know. So I feel that there are so many avenues that, you know, are there to explore, as well as sound healing, you know, which doesn't require anything but a little time to listen, and tapping as well as another one that is really powerful.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I have, Kat. I don't think I have anything else for this evening, but I just thought this was such a powerful show.
Oh, it truly is. It truly was, I should say. And, you know, I thank you for all the channeling and wonderful wisdom and just, you know, spiritual aspects of all this with me. And
Well, you sort of put like that little, you know, that little bug in my head or something. And as soon as I connected with you, then, you know, everything started to happen. So I have to give you some of the credit, Kat.
Thank you. So, okay.
Yes, definitely. You are truly an inspiration to myself and so many. You really are.
Thank you.
And I want to thank our listeners. Well, we do have listeners that are with us, and I hope that you've gained some information and enjoyed, you know, Saint Germain's visit today and his beautiful violet flame. I think that is so amazing, Kat.
Oh, that was wonderful. Like, I cannot wait to say that every single day. I'm added to the Mother Mary, my Mother Mary, Sacred Red Rose, and
yes,
healing.
Yes, it's truly a valuable tool, you know, that we're going to add in our spiritual toolbox.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. So thank you for
channeling,
that.
They just, you know, we get together, you tell me something, and all of a sudden something occurs. The channelings come forth. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how connected we are, you know, and during this journey. It's just, you know, there's always some synchronicities, but they're just really becoming, you know, more powerful. So thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you. It's
okay.
Teamwork. Mother Mary saying teamwork. Yep.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. Definitely is. Because of time, I just pulled, number one, what's the bleep moment? Let's go there. Do you want to start?
You can start. I mean, I think my whole life is a what the bleep moment.
I know. I feel like that too at this point.
The bleeps, yeah.
I mean, I think we mentioned, you know, at least like 20 things on the show.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, I think the what the bleep moment really came with the, you know, with all of what I said, but the one that I feel like really did stand out, quite honestly, was the paper that my little granddaughter wrote on, you know, trying to spell the word mama, and it came out with that powerful chant, you know, related to because when I did listen to it, it was associated, you know, with the crown chakra, the heart. It's associated with all of them, but, you know, I put on a crown chakra and I have put on the heart chakra. So, but the like that singular, like just that sound, I can literally feel my body vibrating, you know, with that frequency.
Yeah.
It was like really, really powerful. And, I just felt like that was something that I was guided to through spirit through her. And so, you know, paying attention to it. The number 29, like I said, you know, is something, you know, involves what our world is going through today and, you know, all the turmoil. And that was just another, just something to pay attention to as well. So,
Definitely. No, it definitely was. And when you were talking about, like, the, like, instead of saying mom, like, om, like the that's, I immediately thought again of Dr. Wayne Dyer, and he does have a meditation that you can listen to, you know, on YouTube, the OM, the OM. And it's just amazing because when you embrace this sound, it is truly powerful, and you will be able to manifest and heal, and as well heal your body, Kat.
Yeah.
So there is a beautiful sound meditation for manifesting by Dr. Wayne Dyer on YouTube. And he says you can use it every morning to manifest a divine relationship, heal your body. So that would be something that you should, you know, look into. And it's just absolutely amazing. And I did have a funny what the bleep moment. I spoke with a friend about an issue she had been having, an ongoing issue. And she always calls me her angel. And she spoke with someone about legal advice, and he said, well, I know you have angels. You know, they can handle it. And we both start laughing. I'm like, oh, my goodness. It's just so fun.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to, yeah, I'm going to have to work overtime here. But we're just going to, you know, we are, you know, I am, we have to start using that more. I am healed. I am, you know, manifesting the life of my dreams. That I am is powerful as well. And whatever you put after it is what makes, you know, makes it more powerful.
Right.
But I am.
Right. They are
so
powerful.
So there's a lot of like really amazing meditations with Dr. Wayne Dyer. And I don't know, he's been coming in like strongly since this weekend. It's just truly amazing.
Yeah. Well, again, like the OM, you know, the mantra for healing, you know, that's why I'm being guided to this, right? So, and we have a healing show. So, you know, it all comes together, you know?
It truly,
but
yeah.
But for the sake of time, I want to do the Oracle card reading real quick for the collective.
Yep.
And I pulled from the Angel Answers deck, and it actually fell out of the deck right away as I was shuffling. So I just, you know, I turned it over, and it says, "Ask your angels." So your angels are always with you. Isn't that funny? Angels, however, you must look for their assistance in order for them to provide you with the help you're asking and seeking. So because heaven respects your free will choices, you need to call on them. To state your questions to your angels clearly, you can do so either out loud or silently in your own mind, and your angels will instantly help you according to God's will. Angels may also have special messages for you about the situation you're asking about. So sit quietly in a peaceful place, indoors or out in nature, and ask for advice and guidance. Notice what messages come to you. It's possible the angels will come to you through your feelings, hearing, or sight, exactly what happened, or perhaps you will just know the answer. You can also ask the angels for signs during the day to guide you onto the right path. Again, you know, that's so synchronistic, because that's everything that, you know,
it's crazy.
It's been going
it's
through,
like,
and, you know.
Synchronicities are like over the top. With
so really
amazing.
Are. I love thanks. It. So I
well, we're
want
at
to thank our
show.
Listeners. I'm sorry.
No, I said we're at the end of the show, Kat. We have 9 seconds.
Yeah, so I just want to thank the listeners for tuning in. And, again, I hope that you followed my journey and, you know, DC and all of that we experienced together, you know, through these, you know, healings that are coming in. And with that, I just want to thank everyone again, and God bless.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.